Skipper was casting about close to a mass of old oak when he came across some familiar objects, the cloaks and lanterns belonging to Malbon and Criculus. The big otter did not disturb them. Bending low, he sniffed his find, wrinkling his nose in distaste.
Coo-coo! Coo-coo!
Treading carefully, he moved off in the direction of Logalog's call. Pointing to broken nettles and ferns, the shrewd chieftain nodded northward.
Two beasts running hard. Storm never made these tracks.
Skipper inspected some blurred dents in the ground.
Rain's ruined these prints, but I'd guess they was made sometime yesterday by the water that's collected in them. Let's follow and see who's making the poor prints.
Broken shrubbery, disturbed loam, scratched earth and torn off leaves were simple to see. No storm could have left such a clear, narrow pattern. Now that the drizzle had stopped, sun rays cast a mottle of light and shade over the still waters of a peaceful stream drifting through the woodlands. Pale blue smoke twined lazily upward from a small fire on the bank. The remains of four rudfish lay amid some half-eaten pears in the smouldering ashes. The two stoats, Birgog and Wiki, sprawled on the bank, footpaws dabbling in the shallows as they picked their teeth with the rudfish bones. Birgog smiled contentedly and belched. Wiki flicked a fishbone at him.
Begging your pardon?
Birgog shot him a quizzical glance.
Why? What have you done?
Wiki shook his head at the other's ignorance.
That's what you're supposed to say after doing that. Ain't you got no manners at all?
Birgog belched again.
No! Anyhow, who needs manners? I've never begged no beast pardon in me life. Let them go and pardon themselves.
He giggled.
I think we should stay here forever. Those daft fishes have been swimming right up to us since we've been on this spot. Plenty of pears too. Old Cligger liked a pear, you know. Very partial to pears he was. Youch!
Wiki swished a willow wide, back for another stroke.
What have I told you, eh? Shut your gob about Cligger, do you hear me? Shut it! One more word about Cligger!
Skipper's sling was around Wiki's neck like a strangling noose. Logalog bounded lightly down onto the bank and put the tip of his rapier against Birgog's nose. The helpless stoat wailed miserably.
We wasn't slacking no, beast. We was going to break camp and keep going north, wasn't we, Wiki?
Trying to ease the sling around his neck, Wiki gasped.
Birgog's right. We wasn't doing harm to any beast, sir. You ain't got no reason to slay us.
Skipper loosened the noose a touch and growled.
Two things can save your lives, vermin. One, where's your mate gone to? There was three of you. And two, what were you running from? Speak or die!